The CFL Scouting Bureau's first top 20 prospects list for the league's 2022 draft is a family affair for Jalen Philpott and Trey Ford. Philpott, a receiver at Calgary, and Ford, the Waterloo Warriors' starting quarterback, were the top Canadian university players on the list issued Wednesday. Philpott, a 6'1", 185-pound native of Delta, BC, was at number 7, two spots ahead of Ford. But both were also joined by their twin brothers on the list. Tyrell Ford, a defensive back at Waterloo, was ranked number 12, while Tyson Philpott, also a receiver at Calgary, was at number 15. The Philpott's father is former BC Lions standout running back Corey Philpott. "It's a great honor," Jalen Philpott said of being on the list with his brother. "Tyson and I have grown up watching the CFL, watching our dad play in the CFL. It's just a great opportunity. I'm looking forward to both of us showing our skills." Ford heaped lavish praise upon his brother, adding he felt Tyrell Ford should have been ranked higher. "I think Tyrell is a great DB. I think he's the best DB in the class, for sure," Ford said. "I think whatever team gets him will be surprised. I feel he gets overlooked a little bit because a lot of teams don't really throw his way, which I think is a good game plan, personally. Tyrell is an unreal athlete. I think he deserves to be higher in the rankings, too. He's a baller." The CFL Scouting Bureau consists of league scouts, player personnel directors, and GMs. It releases its top 20 draft prospects 3 times annually, fall, winter, and spring. Dante Bell, a senior offensive lineman at Fresno State, was the top-ranked player. The 6'7", 326-pound native of Victoria started the 4 games he appeared in last season at left tackle after starting all 10 contests in 2019 and was recently named to the 2022 Senior Bowl watchlist. Bell was among 8 NCAA players who cracked the top 10. That's not surprising given most American universities played football last year while those in Canada didn't due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The other top 10 selections included Syracuse linebacker Tyrell Richards, number 2 but currently in transfer portal, Eastern Michigan offensive lineman Sita Sow, number 3, Penn State linebacker Jesse Lukita, number 4, Illinois defensive back Sidney Brown, number 5, Coastal Carolina defensive back Enoch McConzo, number 6, Ole Miss defensive lineman Tavius Robinson, number 8, and Penn State defensive back Jonathan Sutherland. The other Canadians to make the list include Western offensive lineman Zach Fry, number 13, Alberta offensive lineman Peter Kazushka, number 14, Saskatchewan running back Adam McCart, number 18, Alberta defensive back Jaden Dahlke, number 19, and Saskatchewan offensive lineman Noah Zier, number 20. Philpott, a converted running back, enters the 21 season with 70 career receptions at Calgary for 1,090 yards, 16.4 yard average, with 7 TDs. His brother, who is also 6'1 and weighs 5 pounds more, has 36 catches for 828 yards, 22.5 yard average, with 5 touchdowns. "Tyson has definitely been playing receiver longer than me, but I don't think you could go wrong with either one of us," Philpott said. "I definitely learn from him and he learns from me. I think Tyson has definitely got me on speed a little bit, but I think we're definitely both built for the CFL game." The 6'1", 185-pound Ford, of Niagara Falls, Ont., finished the 2019 season completing 204 of 294 passes, 69.4%, for 2,609 yards with 18 TDs and 10 interceptions. He also ran for 830 yards on 97 carries, 8.6 yard average, with 8 touchdowns. Waterloo posted a 4-4 record that season before beating Ottawa 44-21 for its first playoff victory in 20 years. But the Warriors dropped a 30-24 semifinal decision the top-ranked Western Mustangs. The Ford brothers both opted out of the 21 CFL draft, partly to remain in school and help the Warriors chase a championship. "Obviously we really wanted to get to playing at the next level, but we ultimately felt like we left some stuff on the field at Waterloo. We feel like we can win a championship, which was a big deal, and we wanted to try and get one of those. We also feel like going back for one more year will also help our draft stock because we didn't have a 2020 season and we really didn't have all the film we wanted. And the CFL Combine was virtual and we weren't sure how everything was going to work out and, we, plan on putting up big numbers there. Calgary defeated Montreal 27-19 to capture the 19 Vanier Cup. And although the global pandemic has delayed the Dinos' title defense, Jalen Philpott is happy to assume the mantle of defending champion. "I think it's definitely our Vanier to defend, for sure," he said. "We are the reigning champions, so we'll take it." This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 1, 2021. Dan Ralph, the Canadian Press.